For right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at around 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shops in downtown Carrboro and the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Whole Foods Plaza being renovated now, but the PTA Thrift Shop is open with regular hours, all stocked up for back to school. Still time to get those supplies. Head on over, shop, and support this great organization. Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson join us in the studio, as always, on Wednesday for Kids Q. How's it going?
Good. It's going great, man. It's awesome. Wednesday. It's time for Kids Q. I'm very excited.
Awesome.
AJ? I am hot.
Yeah.
It is warm.
It is very hot.
I walked outside.
We are
outside.
Inside. It's air conditioned.
Yes,
in here.
And I'm
it's
just
nice.
Looking outside, and I'm like, I don't want to go there.
It looks nice outside. If you don't think about the heat, it's sunny. The sun is shining. There's not a cloud in the sky. There's
everything
sun.
Looks nice from inside.
The asphalt is sweating. It does not look nice.
Walking across the parking lot at all because everyone just runs from it. Well, except for that guy.
You watch. This guy's going to lose 10 pounds by the time he gets to the door just in water weight.
Just a completely different person.
Yes. Yeah. That guy is pretty skinny. He doesn't need to lose 10
pounds. See, look, he's already staggering.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Everyone ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. Would you rather go back in time or into the future?
Future, duh.
That was very quick. Why?
The past has already happened. I'm good with that. Plus, I don't really want to meddle with time in
yeah,
that fashion.
Yeah, if we're going by time cop rules here, I don't want to be messing with that.
I don't think it's necessarily time cop rules. I think everything that we have done after time traveling back to the past is already reflected in today. Like, whatever we do is not going to meddle with it.
You see, here's always been my thing about the whole concept of time travel. It really is dependent on what you view time as being.
Ooh, oh, this God. Got deep real
yes.
fast.
So, let me just for argument's sake, are we viewing time as something that is linear, where once it exists, it no longer exists?
Like,
I don't think that's what linear means.
Or are we?
I think that's what.
Time is a line. Hence the word linear.
Yeah, but he's saying like the whole part about once it exists, it no longer exists. There's still a line that goes
right.
back.
So what I'm saying is, if you were to go back in time and change it. Mm-hmm. Everything past that would now change.
Ah.
So you're not sure if going back and changing this one little thing is really going to give you the result that you're looking for.
I think what has happened has already happened. So
right.
if we
so
get into a
linear.
Time machine and go back in time and we make a change, that change is already reflected in where we are right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but let's say you were to go back in time and time was not linear. Let's say that time is always happening at once, which is kind of what you need to be doing if you're going to go back in time.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not going to work that way.
I'm
going to side with Victor
myself.
On the future now, just so that I don't have to deal with any of these questions.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm into the splits of the timeline, full multiverse status. I feel like that's kind of where I belong. Like every choice, every moment can split off into 1,000 different fragments. I mean, 1,000 is even a limiting number for the scope of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as going into the past, that sounds like a lot of things that I'd be dealing with the actions of countless others. I feel like if I'm in the future, I've got a little bit more of an open field to play on. Plus, there's got to be some cool stuff in the future that I would have no idea what I'm about to see.
It's a very optimistic way of looking at
the future. You can also go ahead and plan for things in the past if you go into the future without messing things up. So let's say you were to go in the future, find out, oh, this really great invention got made 5 years from where I was.
That's another.
So if I were to go into the future, find out some, like if you went in the future from 1970, found out about Apple in
right,
the next 15
and then you come
years,
back.
Are
and
you
go back to
Biff
the 70s.
Tannen this right now?
Yes,
he's Biff. Of course.
Why is that your role model?
Because it's AJ. You knew this going in.
You watched the wrong part of Back to the Future.
That also raises the interesting question about would you rather go back in time or into the future? You're assuming that you're doing it temporarily and you're coming back.
Can you do both?
Ooh, that's
Or do you come
that's
back?
A great
that's the question.
Part of this
Are you,
question.
If you're going
oh,
back
no, you
or
definitely come
permanently.
Back.
Okay.
Nah, I think this question becomes a lot more interesting if you are stuck wherever you are. If you full...
Like end of Army of Darkness style.
So I was going to go Samurai Jack, but that's just me.
I've only seen Army of Darkness.
Nah, I want a Bruce Campbell list. Let's do this.
But yeah, no, you are stuck there. And I guess being stuck in the past would be nice if you can carry back some applications, if you can count on yourself to make a difference in the world. I feel like maybe you could put the world on a better track.
I can remember the
or
last
you might get
15
burned
Super
for
Bowl
being
winners.
A witch.
I've got no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are kind of the outcomes. Like, maybe you make a utopia, and
How far in the past are we going?
Or you could Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's court it and have both happen simultaneously.
Well, wait, yeah, that also didn't end well. Yeah. They also tried to burn him.
Well, no, that's what
honest.
I'm saying. He goes back, he makes a utopia, and he gets accused of being a witch.
Mm. Yes.
By the wizard, if I recall.
Yes.
A little ironic.
Merlin accused him of being a witch.
Yeah.
I do feel like them's the breaks, though.
Hate is going to hate.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, if, unlike us, you reach a resolution, feel free to share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops. Use the hashtag KidsQ. AJ, do you have a resolution?
And also, if you go back in time, let us know what it's like.
Oh, there you go. AJ,
maybe they know. Maybe they know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.